You've probably heard by now that there are 7 states the presidential race seems to be coming down to, and that it looks to be extremely close. Someone has to win, so how are they going to do it? Let's dig into that with who else? NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, who has been reporting on which roads the campaigns are looking to take to get to the White House. Domenico, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you.
What do these candidates need to do to win when you look at the electoral map? Because that's how this gets decided, not by the popular vote.
Right. And just to remind folks of those 7 states that are toss-ups, meaning they could go in either direction to either Trump or Harris, that's Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and what's known as the Blue Wall, because these are states that have traditionally sided with Democrats, and the 4 states in the Sun Belt. Those are North Carolina and Georgia in the east, and Nevada and Arizona in the west. So for each of them to win, there are really 2 things that have to happen for each candidate. One, based on the math, if Trump wins everywhere he's favored outside of those 7 states, he would still have to win at least one of those blue wall states. He has no path without doing that. For Harris, she wins everywhere she's favored outside the 7 toss-ups, then she has to win at least one of Pennsylvania, North Carolina, or Georgia. If she loses all 3 of those, it would be mathematically impossible for her to get to 270 if Trump wins everywhere he's favored.
Okay, but Kamala Harris was in Texas on Friday. Donald Trump is at Madison Square Garden tonight. Are there any kind of stretch states?
Yeah, I take it he's not there for the Knicks game. Look, he's the ultimate showman. He's at Madison Square Garden. She's in Texas. But those are 2 states that are unlikely to go to either candidate. These campaigns are saying that it's going to come down to these 7 states. And just look at where they're spending the money. Show me the money, Aisha, because they're only spending really in these 7 states. The campaign's hardly spending anything on places that used to be competitive, like Florida or Virginia or Ohio or Texas or New York.
So when you look at the small number of states, does either candidate have the advantage?
Well, Harris starts off with a little bit higher baseline. You know, from the 43 states where Trump or Harris is favored, if you put them all together, Harris starts out with 226 electoral votes. Trump starts with 219. So pretty even, but a small edge for Harris to start with. That's why she has more paths to 270 than Trump does in theory. In those 7 toss-up states, there are 93 electoral votes. Harris needs 44 in them. Trump needs 51.
What are a couple of scenarios that could work out for each candidate?
Well, look, the easiest one for her, and her campaign will say this too, is winning the blue wall. Holding those 3 states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, that Joe Biden won in 2020, that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, that would get her right to 270 electoral votes. For Trump, if he wins Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, he wouldn't have to win any of the other swing states to get to 270. That's why I'm calling that Trump's Eastern sweep.
And what if Harris loses one of those blue wall states? Does she still have a chance?
I mean, sure. And this goes back to her having more paths to 270. I call this the blue wall chip and replace, for example. If she were to lose, say, Michigan in the blue wall, she could replace those 15 electoral votes with, say, Georgia or North Carolina that have 16 each. And there's a few other ways she could do it, too, there.
What about Pennsylvania, though? Can she replace that, or is it really critical?
That's really a tougher one because it has 19 electoral votes. She'd have to win at least 2 of those Sunbelt states, like North Carolina and Georgia together, or, you know, say, Arizona and Nevada together. So a little bit harder if she loses in Pennsylvania, and she's polling better in those 3 blue wall states.
What other ways does Trump have to win?
Well, he could build the wall. The red wall, let's call it. You know, if he were to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, he would be very close to the 270 that he needs. He would just need 1 Sunbelt state to go over the top. And that's very possible given his strength with blue-collar white voters, and a majority of eligible voters in the blue wall states are white voters without college degrees.
Okay, a lot to watch. Sounds like we're going to have a very long night.
Maybe a few days.
Yes, that's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you so much.
You got it.
And to see Domenico's analysis of the map laid out on your screen, go to npr.org.